Okay, the next item on our agenda is other business. Our first item of other business is BDP Investments LLC preliminary commercial site plan on Route 9 and Road 320.
Mr. Chairman, I provided each of you a copy of this site plan. It's a preliminary site plan for a 20,000 square foot commercial warehouse building that's located on 6.65 acres of commercially zoned land. The total parcel contains 17.16 acres. Setbacks meet the minimum requirements of the zoning ordinance. 80 parking spaces are proposed. Ingress and egress to the site would be off of Road 320, which is also known as Steiner Road. On-site septic and well are proposed. The parcel's not in a flood zone. There are wetlands on the site that are not being disturbed. If preliminary approval is granted, the final could be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, do we have anyone here representing this project?
Find out. Yes, sir. I believe we do. You have a question?
Yeah, I do.
All right, sir.
Gentlemen, would come up and introduce yourselves, please, for the record, and we'll ask you a question or two.
All right. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Coben with George Miles and Buehr. Okay.
And I'm Walt Bryan with Del Mar Consulting.
Hey, gentlemen.
In the design of your final site plan, was there a discussion with DelDOT about your stormwater management pond that I see that's running on Route 9?
We've had pre-design meetings with both the district, Conservation District and DelDOT. There's no problem with the discharge to their system under Route 9. We just need to make sure we're not impacting that culvert.
Because I know typically the commission is hesitant to approve site plans where the stormwater management pond is located by the highway simply because they tend to become trash collectors as well as collecting water. So I didn't know if there was a particular reason for the location of that particular one or...
I think that might help a little bit. The actual wet pond portions of that pond are all on Steiner. There is a section up along the front of the site that would, under storm events, would take some water. But there is no permanent pool up in that area.
Okay, because when I looked at your plans here, there was a section that was...
The dashed line there indicates the permanent pool.
Okay. So those are intended to be dry ponds that capture any overflow?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All questions then, Mr. Chairman?
All right, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, concerning BDP Investments LLC, my motion is for approval as a preliminary commercial site plan on Route 9 and Route 320.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve BDP Investments LLC commercial site plan on Route 9 and Road 320 as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Jerry L.
Oh, Mr. Chairman.
I had to come by.
On that, I forgot a section, so I'd like to make a second motion pertaining to
okay.
that.
Okay.
And concerning BDP Investments LLC, my motion is that final approval would be subject to the staff receiving all agency approvals.
Okay.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to stipulate that the BDP Investments LLC preliminary commercial site plan on Route 9 and Road 320 be considered final subject to the receipt of all other permits by the staff. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.